This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while since he's been on the show. Last time he was on the show was back in December of 2018. And I'm talking about no other than DNA Brands, Inc., trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DNAX. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Adrian Patizar. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we get on to the press release that you put out yesterday, if you would, give my listeners a little bit of about statement. I know that you guys got basically three divisions that you're concentrating on. So just bring us up to speed of what those are, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Absolutely. So DNA Brands is comprised of three vertices. The first vertice is a digital marketing company, which we currently operate. We operate our solar division through that digital marketing company. The second division is a blockchain-based technology digital fund vertice. We would like to begin exploring the digital funding world, crypto, blockchain, and all the technology that comes along with it. And the third vertice, which I spoke about yesterday, is we are building a cannabis holding company with all the money that has been spent on cannabis over the past decade. What we're seeing is a lot of assets.
Yeah, and are very cheap too. Yeah. I saw that you guys put out a press release yesterday, but you didn't mention any company. Can we get the scoop on that? Have you got a company in mind? Where are we at in this process?
Absolutely. We absolutely have a company in mind. Well, let me give you a little color on the joint agreement we put out yesterday. I signed a joint agreement with a gentleman by the name of Ren Tier Louise. His name is Rendell, actually. He is a cannabis veteran out of Orange County, Los Angeles, and he's been in the cannabis business for about a decade now. Ren is a minority business owner. His business acumen and legal expertise is nonetheless. He's actually an attorney, but he does not practice law. So basically, between the past, I would say, 6 months, I have gone to California, I've gone to New Jersey, I've met with Ren on several of the projects he's working on, and as a minority business owner, he is entitled to a seat, basically, at any table. That being said, he has built a successful cannabis company in Santa Ana called Savage Valley. I believe Savage Valley did about $26 million in revenue last year. So the joint agreement Ren and I have put together is basically DNA Brands will be the majority owner of any project we work on together. Ren and I will both work as consultants to the joint project, which is called Green Thumb Ventures LLC. And we will put together these projects, and we will basically be cherry-picking cannabis assets that we see present value, such as real estate, such as licenses. We don't necessarily want to have our hand on the flower, per se.
Correct.
But there are a lot of assets that we can put on our books for pounds on the dollar, and we're seeing it now.
One of the other questions I wanted to talk about, and you mentioned it earlier in the interview about your three divisions, solar, marketing, blockchain, and cannabis assets. That being said, let's talk about those. How are you going to grow those? You just recently, I believe yesterday, released your 10Q. Revenues were a little bit light. How are we going to bring those revenues up?
Well, the revenues were only light because we were primarily focused on the digital marketing company. We have not turned on the gas or the ignition on the other two lines. So for the past, I would say since COVID, so January of 2020, the digital marketing division has kept the lights on, so to speak. Our revenues for the past quarter were a little light, But, you know, we're on track to probably do about the same as last year, which is about $1.2 million for the year. And we'll probably do the exact same this year. And looking at 2022, we would like to focus our effort on our digital assets and our cannabis projects. For now, the digital marketing company is pretty much on cruise control. What we throw at it as far as advertising dollars, we get back with a relative number as far as leads generated. So once we can afford to throw a few more advertising dollars at the digital marketing company for our solo leads, we can grow those sales again, once again.
What are the plans going forward for the fiscal year of 2022?
Well, like I mentioned, we are going to concentrate on our cannabis asset purchase and our digital currency and digital assets as far as blockchain, as far as I really can't get too much into it, but we're working with a major group that's heavily involved. So that being said, we are looking to align ourselves with the regulators and, you know, just follow the rules, because the digital asset business is a market that is now developing. A lot of the companies from China, from other companies, other countries are coming to America. So the digital asset business, we'll see a room for a lot of expansion, in our opinion.
Adrian, as you know, being on the OTC market side, there's a lot of slippery slopes there. What was one of the biggest obstacles you feel that you guys have overcame or had to overcome in 2021 in this difficult COVID-19 era?
Well, you know, as we all know, back on the middle of September, September 28th, the SEC and OTC Markets, they set a deadline for just getting companies current and compliant. And at the time, we had actually done a funding prospectus, and we priced the stock at about 50 cents. It was my best intentions to keep the stock held as tightly as possible. But, you know, I learned something, because in the OTC markets, a lot of traders and investors, they don't like those 50-cent dollar stocks. So we actually had to change the price of our offering, bring it down from 50 cents to a nickel. And it seems that we're getting a lot more responsiveness. It seems that the market likes it. It seems that we've had the ability to have our Reg A, keep it above the offering price for some time now, a very short time, actually. It's been less than 2 weeks. But the point being is, it was a lesson learned. You know, there's a lot of business to be done with the smaller price stocks.
Adrian, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, what I would really want the listeners and the investors to understand and to look forward to is 2022 is going to be a year-changing year for this company. I'm in talks with very large groups that I really can't get into, and it's in the best interest of the company, myself, and the shareholders to bring on board one of these large groups, because it will change the face of this company and position us to really benefit to the upside.
Well, I will say this for you, and I've interviewed close to 1,000 CEOs over the OTC markets. One thing I'm really proud that you haven't done over the years, you haven't diluted the shareholders, you haven't diluted the company, and that I can say you should take a bow and take your hat off. Congrats to you and your team on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I actually do take a little pride in that. That's why I was trying to do the offering initially at 50 cents. We weren't trying to dilute the company. But there's a big difference between dilution and having some stock out there. So it's a good thing to have a little stock out there. And, you know, we pride ourselves on the fact that we don't dilute. We pride ourselves on the fact that, you know, we report on a consistent basis. We're very transparent. You know, we pick up the phone. If investors have any questions, they can call us, they can email us. There's not going to be any sort of dilution in the company, and if there is, it's going to be for a real reason, like an asset
purchase, right,
or a deal to be had, or an acquisition of another company, or something that has an accretive value to the company.
DNA Brands has been my guest today, Inc. Look them up. You can probably get on the ground floor here around 12 to 13 cents a share. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DNAX. Adrian, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully, I don't have to wait another 3 years for you to come back on the show. Hopefully, you become a regular and come back on every 2 months.
I would love to. I really would love to. Thank you for having me, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.